From WDAV Classical Public Radio and South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with World of Opera. At first blush, this music may seem unassuming. Quiet, straightforward, even a bit repetitive. In fact, it might well be the single most popular work by one of history's most popular composers. It's the Pavane for a Dead Princess by Maurice Ravel. And by at least one count, there are more than 300 recordings of the piece currently available. And there are other works by Ravel that rival the Pavane for popularity, like this one. Ravel's Bolero can be heard everywhere from movie scores to concert halls to the Winter Olympics, where its relentless energy is a popular accompaniment to figure skating routines. And Ravel's greatest hits hardly stop with Bolero and the Pavane. There's the Mother Goose Suite, which began life as a full-scale ballet. There's his rollicking dance-like La Valse, which started out as a solo piano score. There's even chamber music, including his captivating string quartet and the haunting piano trio. In other words, Ravel's widespread popularity is well-earned. Whether you're a fan of orchestral music, ballet, solo piano, or chamber music, there's probably something in Ravel's catalog that's right up your alley. But what about opera? Well, despite his versatility, Ravel has never been regarded as an opera composer, though it wasn't for lack of effort, or at least ambition. He considered writing an opera called Olympia, based on the story of a mechanical doll made famous in Offenbach's The Tales of Hoffmann. He thought of an opera about Scheherazade and one about Joan of Arc. None of those works ever really got off the ground. And in the end, Ravel came up with only two operas. That's the bad news, at least for opera buffs who also love Ravel. The good news is that both scores are fairly short, and when played back to back, they make for a smashing double bill. And that's what's coming up next.
Un financier et un poète.
This time on World of Opera, we'll hear the complete operas of Maurice Ravel. First, his 1911 score, L'Heure Espagnole, or The Time in Spain, and after that, his 1925 opera, L'Enfant et les Sortilèges, The Child and the Magic Spells. The double bill comes to us from Victoria Hall in Geneva, Switzerland, in a production led by conductor Charles Dutoit.